1988.
Free Talk Live. You can take control toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on the site completely free. You get to actually control the content there if you like. Everything you see on the front page was put there by listeners just like you. You can go to freetalklive.com, and then everything that, you know, as you scroll down the page, there are these numbered items. A lot of times they're news articles. Sometimes they are blog posts or YouTube videos, just things that you think are interesting. You can submit them right there to the front page of the site, and then other listeners can vote and decide whether or not they like or dislike, and you get to vote on things as well. So do go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. With you in the studio, it is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right, so to start things out here this evening, there was a story that I teased last night that Nemi had, but I also had the same story, and we never got to it. It's a shocker, in kind of a good way. WSVN in Miami is reporting where a South Florida police officer went above and beyond the call of duty when she lent a helping hand to a struggling single mother that she stopped for shoplifting. Jessica Robles admitted that she had made a decision to shoplift groceries out of desperation. She said she found herself in a situation where she looked at her children, her 12-year-old Anais and two younger boys, and realized she had no money left for food. "Not fun to see my brother in the dirt, hungry, asking for food, and we have to tell him there's nothing here." Fighting back tears as she recalled how she had to tell her little brothers, ages 2 and 6, that they were out of food. Robles said she went to a Publix on 207th Street the end of September. According to police, she walked out pushing a cart filled with $300 worth of groceries, for which she did not pay. Miami-Dade police officer Vicky Thomas was the law enforcer who stopped Robles. She says, I asked her.
She didn't go, she didn't half-step with that $300 cart full of groceries, did she?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, she went whole hog.
It's
not like she grabbed the basics.
Did she grab a candy bar or anything like that?
You know, like just some beans or something like that. I mean, $300, you loaded up a cart.
Well, I guess if you're going to go for it, you might as well go whole hog.
I do see the point.
So she, let's see here. So she was this police officer stopped her and asked her, why would you do that? What would make you do that? And she said, my children are hungry. Instead of taking Robles into custody, Thomas ran her criminal history and found nothing major. The officer saw Robles was not a habitual shoplifter, so she charged her with a misdemeanor and a notice to appear in court. Thomas also took an extra step to help Robles and her children. She says, I made the decision to buy her some groceries because arresting her wasn't going to solve the problem with her children being hungry, she said. Wow. Now, that, to me, is a really surprising development in this story. For an officer to go above and beyond and actually...
Well, anybody. I mean, it's a big... I don't know what amount of money she put in, but you've got to ask yourself if you were...
It was $100. She bought her $100 worth of
groceries. Would you... You've got to ask yourself, would you be willing to slap down $100 for somebody else's groceries in a circumstance like that? And I know there are a lot of people listening that would, but I bet you there's a lot of people listening that wouldn't.
But it's also refreshing for this police officer to make the realization or to state that she understands that an arrest is not going to help this lady.
Not going to help.
It's only going to impoverish her more. If she's going through the court system, and it does sound as though she still wrote her up for it, so she will still go through the court system, but getting taken out of your freedom, put in a jail cell, having to pay bail in order to get out, all of those things make life a lot more difficult, especially for poor people who can the least afford that kind of thing. So she didn't take her in. She did not arrest her. She cited her and released her, so it could have been worse. She could have taken her away in handcuffs.
Couldn't she still go to jail after she goes through the court system?
She could. She has been charged with a misdemeanor, which means she could go to jail for a year.
There's a lot of press around this, and I doubt that that's going to be the circumstance, especially. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, what the officer wants to know is has she committed shoplifting in the past, and she's not a habitual shoplifter, according to the officer. And how are you going to know if somebody's a habitual shoplifter if officers keep letting her go because she keeps on stealing groceries and saying, I'm trying to feed my children? I mean, if that you know, shtick continues to work, it's not like there's not food banks and stuff around most towns. I don't know. I don't propose to know what's going on in this lady's life, but I do know that there's places to get food where you don't have to get yourself caught up with the law.
Yeah, I mean, you can make people really angry by saying, you know, a lot of other people, you know, feed their children too by getting a job. You know,
well, I don't know what her I don't know what her employment situation is, and getting a job won't get you money today. It'll get it to you in a few weeks.
She asked, do you even have food at the house? And I looked at her in her face, and I told her, not at all, said Robles. So I went in and bought her some groceries, said Officer Thomas, who purchased $100 worth of groceries for Robles. She said looking at her sons rummaging through the bags was more than reward enough for her act of generosity. To see them go through the bags, she said, when we brought them in, it was like Christmas, she said. That $100 to me was worth it. Robles said her boyfriend's loss of employment led to her money woes. She was receiving federal assistance for food, and due to a paperwork issue, the aid stopped. Robles says she's currently going to a local food bank and is desperately looking for work. She expressed her gratitude to her guardian angel in uniform, saying that all I wanted to tell her is thank you from the bottom of my heart. Tears streamed down her daughter's face as she echoed her mother's comments. Thank you so very much for doing it for us, and we're very thankful. Thomas did have one favor to ask of Miss Robles. She said the only thing I asked of her is that when she gets on her feet that she help someone else out, and she said that she would.
You're here.
Yes, that's a nice story. It's rare to hear a law enforcement officer actually having compassion for somebody. Now, it's true that it happens. It's just rare that it makes it into the news. Obviously, police are out there helping people here and there when they're not busy busting college students for drinking a beer or arresting people for having a plant in their pocket or whatever other nonsense.
So what happened, though, to the $300 worth of groceries that
she caught her at the store?
So what happens to that food, you know, those groceries?
It goes back in the store.
Okay. I mean, that's what I would hope and assume, but you never know.
It made it seem like she was there relatively quickly, so I imagine most of the frozen goods were still probably frozen at that time. So probably totally fine to send them back. 855 450 free. Maybe you've dealt with shoplifters before, and are there more creative ways to handle that situation? I used to work in retail, and so I kind of been involved in some of the, I mean, I haven't been involved in a whole lot, but I've been around when loss control has been dealing with shoplifters. Most of the time, at least the ones that got caught in my store, I was working at a big Kmart in Florida.
Does Kmart even exist anymore?
Yes, they still do.
Okay.
A lot of their stores have closed. A lot of them have changed to Sears, and some of the Sears stores have closed now. But anyway, used to work at Kmart and would constantly be seeing when the loss control guy would take kids back into his office and, you know, chew them out, basically call their parents, and then get to watch as their parents chewed them out, which was always kind of fun. But it was mostly teenagers that were doing that.
What I like is I like inventive solutions in these situations, and I think that I hope that this lady never shoplifts again, and that this officer's kindness here is paid forward. I really do. I don't know. Obviously, you never know. And I would think that if this lady gets caught shoplifting again, I'd like to see the book thrown at her, frankly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I feel about this. I love to see inventive solutions, and I think this officer really did something in this circumstance. So, you know, I could only applaud her.
My problem, and the reason why, you know, I say something like get a job, I mean, this woman is, you know, she had a bunch of kids, and she's relying on her boyfriend.
And federal assistance.
Yeah, and federal assistance. Sorry, you're putting your problems off on other people. Take some responsibility for yourself.
You know, I think anybody can fall on hard times, and I think
I totally agree.
And I think that you should use whatever the facilities are there in those circumstances to help, whatever they might be.
But the problem is they're addictive.
I mean, that's the problem.
Once you get on this assistance, Why would you want to get off of it?
But there, I mean, there are jobs that single mothers can work. I mean,
yeah, she doesn't seem
especially
to be
in
crippled.
Florida too. While I was in Florida, I answered phones for a while for a remote phone service. You know, mm-hmm. that was operated through my phone line at home.
You're saying so, she could stay home with the kids?
Sure, yeah, and answer phone
work.
Calls and you know sell magazines through the phone system.
We'll come back with more
stuff
here in
with
moments.
The kids. I gotta say, I mean, they don't seem to understand the appropriateness of when to talk to mama and when not to talk to mama.
I'm sure mama could make it happen if she needed to make it happen.
I agree.
More coming up here in moments. You're welcome to tell your story if it involves shoplifting or whatever's on your mind. Maybe you worked as loss control, or maybe you were once a shoplifter and you learned the error of your ways. 855-453.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about shoplifting right now. Maybe you have some experience with that. You used to be a bad boy, for instance. Now you know why shoplifting is a bad thing. Because a lot of people don't understand it. A lot of people just think that they're sticking it to the man by shoplifting. But I'd like to get into that a little bit deeper as to why shoplifting is wrong, beyond the fact that it's theft. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Get interactive there, and you can also enjoy features like news updates. You can get signed up via our email list or also follow us on Facebook, Google Plus, or Twitter, which is where I have posted just now to those social networking sites the story here about this cop that actually helped out a shoplifter. No, she didn't help her steal. She actually bought some of the things that the shoplifter was attempting to steal. An interesting story. We posted that over on our social bookmarking. You can go check that out. And go to freetalklive.com and go to news.freetalklive.com if you'd like to easily link to our Facebook, Google, and Twitter. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com.
In order to get the best home loan for you, you need to get the right rate. You need property that'll appraise for the amount that you need, and a job or a business of your own that gives you enough money to qualify for the loan. And, of course, the ability to take yes for an answer. Well, right now, we've got the best rates. They're nearly at all-time lows. If you have the needed appraised value, the employment you need, with the earnings, you can make the decision to move forward. Do it in the next couple of months. Next year, that's just 2 months away. Getting a home loan is going to be a lot harder than it was before because of new federal rules that have already been passed. Don't allow yourself to miss these amazing rates again. Contact Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. They'll get the right loan for you. They'll work with you every step of the way. 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
So one of the reasons why the department that handles theft in any store is generally called loss control is because a large department store, they understand that part of the cost of doing business is what's called shrinkage, and that's where your product goes out the door without being paid for. So you have to figure out, you know, based on inventory, how much shrink that you have, and then, of course,
most of it goes to employees.
The shrinkage, meaning inside job sort of things? Yeah, that's true. Yeah. A lot of that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it most of it, though? That wouldn't surprise me.
Those are the numbers I've heard. Is all I've heard.
I've only personally seen or dealt with it most of the time, you know, with the stores I've worked in retail and a bunch of different places, and the concern was mostly about employees.
So, and it is hard to find good help.
You also have to sort of ask yourself if employers are dealing with shrinkage and they know it's largely coming from employees, is that already built into employee compensation? Do you know what I'm saying?
That is an interesting question, meaning that they're cutting the amount of money that they pay based on how much shrink they have in the store. That would be hard to do because they still have to be competitive with other stores, though.
Indeed, all stores are dealing with shrinkage.
Yeah, that's true. So we have to figure out how much shrinkage they have and then figure that into the cost of the products. And I don't know how many people who shoplift really understand the economics behind what they're doing. You're not just sticking it to the man as far as, I'm only shoplifting from the evil corporations. These are excuses that people use.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Insurance.
So, you're not just sticking it to the man. You're sticking it to the customers. You're sticking it to the employees because the more shrinkage each store has, the more they have to raise the cost of the prices on the shelves. And that means that every customer who's honest, who's not stealing from the store, is essentially subsidizing the people that are stealing from the store.
It's true.
And it's just so, you know, beyond the moral aspect of it's wrong to steal, it's wrong to take something that's not yours, there's also some real economics involved. Not only are you stealing from the pockets of the store owner and employees, but you're also stealing from the pockets of the customers. Literally everyone else involved in the operation is being stolen from.
And let's not forget the trouble you're going to have. If you take it from somebody who's stolen probably more than you have.
What is it, teenager?
Yeah, as a teenager, you know, I mean, what can I tell you?
I've been debating so many collectivists lately that I actually, like, now I've got the devil's advocate thought going through my head where, you know, I can just imagine that the average, you know, like, real hard lefty would be like, oh, they don't have to raise the prices, Ian. They don't have to raise the prices because the CEO's bonuses are so large that, you know, they could take it out of the CEO, you know, as though...
But the problem
is that should happen because, you know, if you're wealthy, you can earn it, obviously.
Should doesn't really come into play there, but let's talk about it from a practical standpoint. If your company doesn't compete in the area of CEO compensation, you're going to have a substandard CEO. And I ask you, Bleeding Heart Liberal, do you want, for your company, do you want the crappy CEO or do you want the good CEO? I know where the good CEOs go to work. They go to work where the good compensation package is. So what you want to do is somehow you want the best pay for yourself, but you don't want the CEO to want the best pay for themselves. That's not the way the world works.
But Mark shouldn't.
By the way, I'm going to put Pink King Missile's opus Take Stuff from Work up on the Facebook page. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
So what were you going to say, Mark? Because Johnson kind of jumped in there. You were going to talk about take it from somebody who's shoplifted in the past.
Well, it's not worth it. At some point or another, you're going to get caught.
The more you shoplift, the more likely
the evidence is that at some point or another, you're going to get caught. Nobody's perfect, and at some point or another, you're going to get nabbed. And when you get nabbed, that one time is going to be it's going to outweigh all the times you got caught. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to get run through the system. You're going to get fined. You're going to have to deal with all kinds of incarceration and different situations. You don't want to be there.
Yeah, and then you've got thief on your record. And who wants to be friends with a thief?
Well, friends. How about who wants to employ them?
Yeah, exactly.
So that theft is going to make life really uncomfortable for you.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Now, Johnson, you had some audio that you wanted to share with our listeners tonight to change gears completely here, and it involves Ben Swan, who is kind of a national news liberty guy.
Well, he's just covering an issue, and I think he does a good job of covering what's going on in the Virginia gubernatorial race right now. And I just think he does a good job covering... what's going on there with the Republican and Libertarian Party, and then it kind of gives a good launching pad for an article that I want to talk about that has something to do with what Ron Paul has done in regards to this gubernatorial race.
All right, so I have heard about this before having watched this video before the show, just to kind of see what the video was about. I had heard that there was a Libertarian Party candidate in the governor race in Virginia, and that individual was actually doing fairly well as far as his poll numbers are concerned, which is shocking. For a Libertarian candidate to even be on the radar of voters is amazing. And basically, they're trying to keep him out of the debates. We're going to get to the audio here where Ben Swan explains just how it is they are managing to keep him out of the debate, considering this gentleman is polling at 12%, which for a Libertarian candidate is really unheard of.
It's phenomenal.
It just doesn't happen. But yet they're still keeping him out. Ben, we'll explain. We've got that audio coming up for you next. Your calls also are welcome. Whether you want to talk about shoplifters, maybe you've worked in loss control, maybe you've been a shoplifter, maybe you got caught, 855-450-FREE. What was it that made you realize that what you were doing was wrong? Did you know it the whole time? I'm sure a lot of them do. But a lot of them have rationale that allows them to kind of cover the morality here. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves, toll free. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in, talk about anything you want. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the Virginia governor's race, which normally I really wouldn't want to focus on any kind of local politics.
Yeah.
But this is unusual because the Libertarian candidate is actually performing in polls. People appear to know that he exists in that 1 out of 10 voters, more than 1 in 10 voters, have actually selected him in polling results.
I think it's more than that. I think something really controversial has happened, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to details here. In fact, you want to start, Johnson, with some audio from Ben Swan. We're going to do that here in a moment. Also want to remind you, go to freetalklive.com. And you can, of course, get tuned into us online. We've got live streams that are available to you 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is constantly airing over at listen.freetalklive.com. We've also got over 125 radio stations coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. Actually, just confirmed today, WVWI, which you'll be announcing officially on Sunday, Mark, but it's in the Virgin Islands, which is an unusual location.
Yeah, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yep. So I presume it's the U.S. Virgin Islands. There's also, what, the British one?
British Virgin Islands, yeah.
Anyway, Christiansted, I think it is.
Okay.
So that's exciting. Radio stations.
I'm excited.
Popping up all over the place. And you can go and get our list of stations over at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got satellite options as well.
I want to hear calls soon. Yeah, man, we're calling in.
We had one.
Yeah, nice. Right.
webcam, listen lines. We got all kinds of ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. Now, Ben Swan will give you the details on what's happening in the Virginia governor's race and why it is the Libertarian candidate, who's polling fairly well, all things considered, is being shut out from the debate.
Hey there, guys. Ben Swan here. So how many parties does America have? Two, right? Republicans and Democrats? Well, that, of course, isn't true. Actually, that is the major problem with the U.S. electoral system. There are, of course, many parties in the U.S., but most of those parties, the Libertarian Party, the Constitution Party, the Green Party, they are called minor parties. The major parties are the Republicans and Democrats. I've been warning you about this push to eliminate those parties, though, from gaining the foothold in national and state elections. Well, get this. Over in Virginia, there's a race for governor that will be decided on November 5th. The Democrat running is Terry McAuliffe. The Republican is a guy named Ken Cuccinelli. And the Libertarian, yes, there is a third choice for governor in Virginia, is a guy named Robert Sarvis. Now, here's the thing. Sarvis has been pulling a lot of support as of late. The latest polling shows Sarvis actually is pulling 12% of the vote. So where's the story here? Well, on Friday, the 25th of October, there will be a final debate in the governor's race. But the Sarvis campaign has just found out that he will not be allowed to debate. Why? Well, it's pretty simple, actually. Because Sarvis didn't meet the threshold to be in that debate. You see, to be in the debate, you have to be polling at least 10%. Now, wait a minute. If you did math there, then if I said polling at 10%, wasn't Sarvis in the latest poll at 12%? Well, yes, he was. But here's the thing. The other campaigns wanted to go back 3 weeks and then average out all the polls over 3 weeks through Real Clear Politics.
Doing that, they came up
with Sarvis at only 9%. Not enough to be in the debate. The bottom line here, this isn't about stopping Terry McAuliffe. It isn't about siphoning votes away from Ken Cuccinelli. It isn't even about sticking up for the Libertarian in this race, Robert Sarvis. No, it's not about the politicians at all. This is a story about the voter. Democrats and Republicans may think they do, but they do not own our elections. The voters should have choices,
think they do.
And the voters should have the right to hear what each candidate will do for the state. Thanks for watching. Hey, be sure to subscribe to my channel.
There you go. Ben Swan. That's his channel, by the way. YouTube.com. You can find him there. He's always reporting on liberty-oriented things. We actually had him on the show several weeks ago on Free Talk Live.
That's good stuff.
Get our list. You can listen to our interview with him over at guests.freetalklive.com.
So, well, I think that the Democrat and Republican parties of Virginia have acted sort of despicably here, which is no surprise, really. What I think is surprising is something else that has happened that I personally find extremely questionable. And that is this thing that I happen to find here at Politico, which is that Ron Paul has jumped in and endorsed Ken Cuccinelli for Virginia governor on Friday.
Oh, no, that's the Republican.
Yeah, that's the Republican. Ron Paul jumped into this race where this Libertarian is pulling ahead, and he has said that he's going to endorse the Republican candidate.
Wow.
And what's really interesting, makes it even further more interesting, is that, and this is the way the article phrases it, but they say Libertarian Robert Sarvis could be a spoiler in next month's off-year election, attracting what should be Republican voters concerned about the nominee's strong opposition to gay marriage and abortion. So Ron Paul is jumping in over his religious issues, you know, the issues that a lot of people really question Ron Paul about, and in this particular race, he's jumping in to support the Republican candidate.
Who apparently is anti-abortion.
Anti-abortion and anti-gay marriage.
Anti-gay marriage. That's unfortunate. I'm disappointed
to hear that. So anti-freedom, essentially.
Well, especially
Ron Paul always said that he was against abortion, but that thought it should be a state issue. He isn't being inconsistent here in any way.
Well, he's not being pro-liberty, but now, look, I think this unfortunate.
So I think that pro-liberty people can go either way on this abortion issue, but I think when it comes to the gay marriage issue that, you know, you're really sort of debating equal protection under the law versus, you know, just the government being out of marriage entirely.
Well, I get where you're coming from, but regardless, I think that Ron Paul is an embarrassment for him to do this, because he doesn't have to carry the Republicans' water anymore. There was a time.
There was a time when
he could make this excuse. He could say, "Well, I have an agreement with the Republican Party that I have to endorse the Republicans so they can endorse me or whatever." Like, because I forget what the issue was, but there was something that came up in the past where basically Ron Paul had to kind of pledge his allegiance to the Republican Party in some way and essentially agree to endorse their candidates. But he doesn't have to do that anymore. He owes them. He doesn't owe them anything, or he shouldn't. So this is really unfortunate that, you know, the Libertarian candidate who's actually polling in this particular race is being sidelined by Ron Paul.
Yep. I mean, really,
in favor of just a run-of-the-mill Republican.
And that really is just Ron Paul just coming into that race and just beating down that Libertarian candidate.
Poor guy. He really should move to New Hampshire where he'll have a chance at winning.
That's true.
But they are going to shut him out of these debates, and this was a scummy way to go about doing it.
And it's over the, you know, the thing, of course, that bothers me is that it's over these, the religious issues, you know, the where, oh, I'm religious, so I can't be pro-freedom on these issues.
Well, I think that largely that's true. There are non-religious people that are against abortion for whatever reasons they're against abortion. I'm not against abortion for religious reasons. I do it for consistency reasons.
Okay. So 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't really want to get sidelined into a conversation about abortion.
This is kind of a conversation about that, though. I mean, that's the difficulty of it.
No, this
up,
is a conversation about a supposedly pro-liberty...
We can also talk about the gay marriage aspect of it.
Yeah, this is seems to be a conversation about a supposedly pro-liberty person who's throwing all of his liberty principles away to support a run-of-the-mill Republican from all indicators because of two issues. Which I think is really sad. Look, if you think that abortion is a terrible thing, that's fine. Try to convince people to not have them.
What if they think gay marriage is a terrible thing?
Again, it's your opinion. I don't agree with that opinion. I think gay marriage is a fine thing. But
is it just their opinion if they want to interfere in the lives of other people
and
what they do?
No, what I was going to suggest is if that is your opinion, then you should just... You should attempt to persuade people to not get married if they're gay. Not that anyone's going to care what you have to say about that. But on the abortion issue, you could certainly persuade people to not get abortions.
I can, you know, as much as, you know, I am obviously pro-choice, obviously. You know, and it's not even really that I'm pro-choice. I'm pro, again, I've explained this in the show before, but I believe in the power of science. And I think that, you know, that... Really, it's fetal relocation. I'm not pro-abortion because I don't think that anything should be killed. But I think that in the case of abortion, that it's a mercy. It's a sort of a mercy thing, and that essentially it's just women that want to get the fetus out of their body. Mm-hmm. It's not that they want to kill the fetus. It's just that they don't want to be pregnant anymore. And so,
right, because they don't want to take care of the child, and why would you want that?
But I could see how some people would argue that but that's murder. They're arguing that it's murder. And so that they're arguing for the protection of life. But in the case of gay marriage, you ain't got no excuse. That's just Jesus
hate.
Said so.
It's just hatred.
Yeah, it's just hatred.
Case. Well, or fear. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? BitQuick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. BitQuick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to BitQuick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. BitQuick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit BitQuick.co and get your Bitcoin. BitQuick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. elements. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Coming up, whatever happened to that cop who sprayed those college students, the protesters, with the pepper spray back
in
on
faces.
UC Davis? Horrible, very memorable, meme worthy photo. We've got news about what happened to him, and it is not good news for the taxpayers, I'll tell you that. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Johnson's going to give us that info coming up. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind, and also still to come here tonight, Mark has a story for us about a woman who's been arrested for not following instructions as given to her by her doctor. So, again, you're welcome to chime in here and bring up what you want. Also, the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, and it is within striking distance of its goal of, well, it's in striking distance of 75% of its goal. How about that? The goal is to get to 20,000 people who have signed up. They've pledged to make the move as...
You should probably check the number.
I checked it earlier, like as in
yeah, how much
an hour
earlier?
Ago.
Okay, well, an hour ago, you were what, 16?
15 away.
Yeah, now...
You're 15 away.
I checked about 10 minutes ago, and it was 11 away.
Okay, that's pretty good.
So that's what I'm saying. You might want to check it because
so
it might be different.
We
now.
Are within striking distance, and it's good now because they've made the counter auto update. So if you go to freestateproject.org and you sign up, I think once you've confirmed your account, then
you click through, right?
What's that?
You have to click through
on an email.
On an email.
Yeah, I think once you've confirmed that, it will then increment the counter, which is on the front page at freestateproject.org, and currently is at 14,989. So we want to reach 20,000.
Let's by the end of the show.
By the end of the show? That's not very likely.
No, how about 15,000 by the end of the show?
15,000 would be great. Hopefully by next week. Hopefully by tomorrow.
Be nice.
I don't know what's realistic. You know,
come on, there aren't 11 out of you out there that want to just completely upend your lives. Come on, do it.
Well, it's a really exciting project. The idea is to bring 20,000 liberty-minded people all to the same place and have them get active for freedom. We've got over 1,400 of them here already as early movers, which is what we are. We're early movers. But you can also be an early mover, or you can wait until the Free State Project reaches 20,000, and it will within the next 2 years likely reach 20,000.
Even if you made the commitment today, you would have 5 years from when it reaches 20,000.
Correct. So maybe
that's
as many as 7 or 8 years.
Making. Yeah.
Yeah. So if it takes another 2 years or a year to make it to 20,000, you've still got 6-7 years total to get to New Hampshire.
And the term commitment was used. This is one thing that I've always been clear on. It's a statement of intent. Yeah. So when we say commitment, I don't know what commitment means different things to different people.
It's a legally binding agreement. No,
it's no, it's not legally binding.
It says you're going to move, and what does move mean? I mean, does move to New Hampshire mean you can never leave New Hampshire?
You must.
Are you never allowed to take a vacation?
You have to thumbprint your keyboard, the enter key, with blood. You have to just prick your finger and press the enter key with blood.
Yeah, it's a statement of intent. If you intend to move, you can sign.
And if you love liberty, you really should. So go to freestateproject.org, get signed up for that, and again, help push us over that 15,000 threshold so we can start claiming that we're 3/4 of the way there. Because we can't quite claim that yet. Go to freestateproject.org. You can get signed up. 855-450-FREE. First time ever, according to Gallup polling, Americans now favor legalizing marijuana. This isn't about medical, which has been the favorite of Americans for a long time. This is about just straight-up legalization. The story is from D.C., and it's published at Gallup.com. For marijuana advocates, the last 12 months have been a period of unprecedented success as Washington and Colorado became the first states to legalize recreational use of marijuana. And now, for the first time, a clear majority of Americans, 58%, say the drug should be legalized. This is in sharp contrast to the time that Gallup first asked the question in 1969, when only 12% favored legalization.
See, now, you said that in the 70s, people thought they were going to get marijuana legalized.
People did. They thought it was going to happen.
I just wonder, you know, I mean, when 12% of the population thinks marijuana should be legal, how reasonable is it to think that you're going to get it legalized?
I don't know, Mark. I can't flash back to back then because I wasn't alive, so I can't really comment to you on what the zeitgeist was. It's my understanding that people in the movement...
Maybe they're successful. These people have been working hard for 40 years.
They are successful. They have been successful. I just...
Ben and Jerry have been making it happen.
I just think that it's let's not get, you know, I mean, the political process is a long row to hoe. And it's generally worth doing if you're, you know, if you're successful, if you've got that one issue and you can push. But let's look at marijuana, a plant that grows in the ground, and how long it's taken people to legalize this plant after it was basically, I mean, Congress was tricked into making it illegal. If they would have known that they were making cannabis illegal when they made marijuana illegal, they would have never done it because it was used in medicine at the time. But for a variety of reasons, they didn't know, and they were tricked into it, and they held on. That's the kind of the nonsense that goes on in Washington.
Right. It doesn't matter how many lives are being destroyed. They just continue forward. We've got a war to fight.
I just wonder, Mark, I mean, are you telling me that you don't believe in the activism of Cheech and Chong?
I think that they did great activism.
So, again, the story is pretty it's pretty good news, and it's pretty unprecedented as well. Public support for legalization more than doubled in the 1970s, growing to 28%. Then it plateaued during the 80s and 90s before inching steadily higher since 2000, reaching 50% in 2011. A sizable percentage of Americans, 38% this year, admitted to having tried the drug. 1 out of 3 Americans admit to having tried the drug. How many of them aren't admitting it is another question, which may be a contributing factor to greater acceptance. Success at the ballot box in the past year may have increased Americans' tolerance for marijuana legalization.
I think that's exactly what it is. As people have looked at Colorado and Washington and said, oh my God, they haven't caught fire.
Yeah. I have a conspiracy theory about this article, too, because I was looking at this earlier. I was considering bringing this in as one of my prep pieces. And I've been watching this poll for quite some time with Frank Luntz.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find really interesting is the market jump over a very short period of time.
One year jumped up 10%.
Yeah, to a whole 10% over the course of a year, even though it had been moving fairly gradually before that point.
Mm-hmm.
There must have been some major event, right? No, I think that the poll in the past has been BS. I think that this,
Why would it be different now?
Because Gallup has had a known sort of conservative bent.
But what does that have anything to do with why it would jump up in the last year?
I don't think the numbers have been real in the past.
Why is it real now?
Why is it real?
If the poll's BS.
Because I think that they can't. I think they've been fudging the numbers a little bit to keep it, you know, to keep the status quo over at Gallup for quite some time. To say that, you know, the majority of Americans didn't support it, and now that the gap is big enough, they can't ignore it anymore. They can't fake the numbers anymore.
Why would they stop now? Why? I mean, if they've been faking it the whole time, why last year? Why make that point?
I think that it's gotten to the point where the gap is too big that they would start to look ridiculous.
How would they look ridiculous? I guess if other polls are showing similar numbers, then they would look ridiculous if they were like, no, it's 30%.
Exactly. And I think that they can fudge it a little bit within a certain margin of
error.
It
seems like a conspiracy theory, Johnson.
And that's why I said it was a conspiracy theory right off the bat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's. I think the jump... Well, okay, what do you attribute that jump in numbers to?
2012, man. Washington and Colorado legalized it. And I think that's a huge factor.
And that suddenly people's opinions all over the country changed.
Yes! The people are followers. They go along with trends. I mean, that's what people do.
I'm stunned, Johnson, whenever I hear a marijuana user, a marijuana smoker, talk about how they can't make marijuana legal. I mean, I want to grab them and shake them. How effing dumb can you possibly be? You use this plant, and you think it should be illegal? I mean, you've talked to them I've talked to many people who believe that marijuana should remain illegal that smoke marijuana.
Mm.
So, yeah,
I think people...
I know many.
Usually if somebody's like that, then they must be in the marijuana trade and they're worried about competition.
No, they're just followers. They're just sheep. I don't know what else.
I've never encountered that. Usually with marijuana smokers, what I'll encounter is they're fine with legalizing pot, but it's those other drugs that they don't want to see legalized.
I've heard them talk about driving. I've heard them talk about pregnant women smoking. You know, a variety of things that really don't have anything to do with marijuana actually being legal and people using it.
You know, I was just looking last night at the studies about crack.
How about
babies?
The police officers that get jobs and arrest people that have smoked marijuana? Police departments.
Yeah.
Let people smoke. Are they not marijuana smokers? Or do you mean somebody who's to smoke every day? Is that what you're calling a marijuana smoker? I'm talking about somebody who admits to me they've smoked marijuana and then says that it has to be illegal.
Yeah.
Police officers that arrest people for a plant that they've used themselves.
We will come back with more in hour number two. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. If you'd like to get on the lines here, toll-free is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to speculate as well. What do you think the reasons are that Gallup has seen a 10 percentage point increase in the open support for legalization? Jumped up to 58% this year. That's a huge increase over last year. There's more on the way. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live. Hour two's next.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered offered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.